The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listeners, Kanye West is now a defender of Israel. Charlie Sheen has been assaulted. And Hugh Jackman was almost arrested for ruining Christmas at 30 Rock. Welcome to the final episode of Fixing Famous People in the year of our share, 2023. We made it. Not a moment too soon. Someone's going to get hurt if this year doesn't end. Someone's going to get hurt.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so obviously I heard about the Charlie Sheen thing, which we need to do a full investigation on. The Kanye thing I'm annoyed about. And then Hugh Jackman, my love, it's almost arrested at 30 Rock.
So here's what, yes, listeners, we're recording this on the day after Christmas. So maybe this is an old story by the time you're listening to it. However, I'm reading in the Post today that on Christmas morning, Hugh Jackman went to the tree at 30 Rock and went underneath the barrier to get closer to the tree for Instagram. And he was detained by security. You know what? Security, you screwed up because Hugh Jackman was going to come out of the closet underneath that fucking Christmas tree and you blew it. You blew the story of the year. Congratulations, Paul Blart. You just fucked up pop culture. How dare you?
Well, it's so funny because it's like celebrities forget that they're celebrities. You know what I mean? They forget that like they can just do whatever they want, like that there are consequences sometimes. And so he's like, oh, this right. is just for the normal people. It's not for me. Hugh Jackman, America's sweetheart. So he just like bopped right underneath. You know what I mean? He just bopped right underneath. And then they were like, sir. And like, they don't give a fuck who he is.
Well, and people were commenting on Instagram because apparently he mentioned it on Instagram that he was detained by security. And people were like, don't they know you're Wolverine and you would fuck them up? It's like, sometimes people who aren't celebrities forget. Well, yeah, it depends on how hot the security guards were. I'm glad we led with something really unimportant.
Funny.
Because everything else is just violence. Charlie Sheen's neighbor has been arrested following an alleged assault against the actor at his home in Malibu, California. And Charlie Sheen is the type of celebrity where when you hear something like this happening, because he's already been involved in so much shit, you're just sort of like rolling your eyes and saying, of course this happened. Like,
yeah.
What's the deal? Like, if someone had said, like, someone beat the shit out of, I don't know, Lisa Kudrow in her Malibu mansion, you'd be like, who's touching Phoebe? How dare they? But Charlie Sheen's
and
like,
is she okay? Like, we must get to her.
100%.
Like,
yeah. I think we're all assuming Charlie Sheen gets the shit beaten out of him every day. So it's just sort of not even a story.
Well, why? And also, like, why did the man break into his house? Because Charlie Sheen was throwing tiger's blood over the fucking fence. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, what incited this to happen? Because it wasn't nothing. I'll tell you that much.
I don't know.
How many sex workers were coming in a revolving door in the front of his home?
Well, he had to kill four of them to even make contact with Charlie Sheen. They were on top of him.
That's
he
horrible.
Sleeps with a pile of them on top.
Horrible. No, but truly, I mean, I've been thinking about this. Like, I don't know if it's not a normal episode, but like, we should just do like a retrospective on Charlie Sheen, because those couple years where he was like off of 2 and a Half Men and when he was in his little downward spiral, like, wow,
yeah.
wow. Like, yeah. That was a time.
No, he was peak. Like, he and Lindsay were sort of the king and queen of the rags at the same, like,
100%.
It was that there was just shit being thrown at them every 3 days. There was a new story about them in the news cycle.
Yeah.
In
Charlie
fact,
Sheen,
I'm,
yeah, a retrospective. That's what I, or, but like,
that would be great. Why not? A very special Fixing Famous People. We'll have specials written into our deliverables now. I think that's great. Just like every show. Yeah. I, you know, today is the first annual Fixie Awards, which is coming up. I'm almost sad that we don't have like a Charlie Sheen next year. We're going to have the Charlie Sheen Award for the hits just keep on coming. That's got to be like a person who's just like, you're just never digging out of this, are you, man?
No.
Like, you're just, you're going to be Charlie Sheen till you're in a box.
Can't catch a break. Can't catch a break. The Charlie Sheen official Can't Catch a Break Award.
Right. I try to stay at home with my sex workers and they're breaking in to cause problems now. It's just tough being Charlie Sheen, man.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, this is our red carpet coverage, I will say. You know, we're on the red carpet.
This is
we're
it.
Waiting for.
This is it.
And by
who
red,
are you wearing,
I mean tiger's blood red.
Who are you wearing, Chris, since we're on the red carpet for the Fixies?
I'm actually wearing a Theory wool tracksuit.
Oh, I love that. I'm wearing a t-shirt from Uniqlo. And if you ask me any other day of my life what I'm wearing, I would give you that answer. I would also most likely say I'm wearing a Gorin Brothers hat. And then I'm also wearing camouflage sweatpants. I don't know who the maker of those are. The tags fell off of them many years ago because I wash them every time I wear them because I don't wear underwear.
You
with
wear them
three
times
soft.
A week. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Speaking of disgusting, shall we move on to Kanye West and his latest crawl out of the mothball pile?
I mean, I'm obligated to say yes, we must. But like, what is there even to say at this point? Truly.
All I know is, and I'm not. Again, we're recording this Tuesday. The pod comes out Wednesday. So this will have been explained and old by the time you hear this. I'm sure there's an explanation for him starting the day by writing something in Hebrew and putting it on his Instagram. And I don't care what it is. I'm not going to read it. Rebecca Bregman, our award show correspondent, will be here momentarily to co-host the awards with us. I'm fairly certain that she speaks and reads Hebrew. Perhaps we can ask her to translate it for us and we'll gauge whether or not it's interesting.
It's also just like, stop, just stop. Haven't you, to quote myself, haven't you done enough?
It's that fame addiction.
Haven't you done enough?
You can't, they can't, it's, you can't do it. It's.
And also, like, wasn't this months ago? Like, wasn't this, whenever this was all happening and he had, like, that swastika Star of David thing happen, remember that? Like,
yeah.
Wasn't that months ago? Like, why is this coming now? That's
because it's
question.
The, because he's bored. He needs a Christmas number one. That's what he wants. He wants to be what
but
Andy
so...
and Anderson are joking about on New Year's Eve. That's what that's what he needs.
But it's so obviously a PR person writing it and saying that he said it. Like, so why for what?
I don't know. I'm starting to not care too. Like genuinely
definitely not cared in a long time.
I'm not, he's one of the very few, because even the people we shit on here all the time, I'm still mildly interested. I'm starting to not be interested in anything about him anymore.
Well, once I heard that he was like in a psychiatric facility and the Kardashians were hiding that, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's really bad then. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like once you mm-hmm. hear that and they're like trying to not say that he's there, it's like, oh, it's because it was like absolute mayhem in their house, I'm sure. And now
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, every time, you know, Kim Kardashian's been posting these Insta videos of like Christmas at her house, and it looks like the inside of a sanitarium. It's all like monochromatic. It looks whatever the opposite of festive is. It's like you have all that money and that's the kind of fun you're having. It's all gray. Like, what's wrong with you?
If you watch their show, it's just like beige walls and there's not one thing. Like if you were in there and it's an escape room, like you would just lay in the corner because there's like not one pot to open up. There's not one thing to be like, this could be a button. This could be that. Like it is, there's nothing in the house. And then there's weird furniture and then a bed. Like that's all that it is.
They make being famous look so horrific. They just make it look like such a bad time. Yes. They need Andy Cohen to teach them how to be famous, because even Anderson Cooper says no one loves being famous more than Andy, because he takes advantage of it every moment. He's like a kid in a candy store meeting all these famous people, sitting front row at Madonna. Like that's how you be famous. He's always having a good time. The Kardashians, they barely smile. No, I'm sort of getting over them as well. I know it's very, at the end of every year, everyone just says no more Kardashians, but
it never sticks. They're invincible. They are on the list of invincibles. Sort of
like, speaking of them, I'd like to move on. Have we discussed Timothée Chalamet shacking up with
Is
it Kylie or Kendall? It's Kylie, right? Yeah, it's Kylie Jenner.
I think so. That's how much I don't even care.
Why
about
is he doing this to himself?
Because it's for press. Why wouldn't he do that? It's actually smart in my opinion.
I don't understand, but he doesn't need it. He's a good actor. I don't understand.
None of them ever need it, but it makes them be in the press all the time.
He was at the Kardashian Christmas party. Obviously, he's been reportedly dating Kylie Jenner. Obviously, he has a movie coming out. And Timothée Chalamet is also someone who like only has a social media presence when he's promoting a movie, which always seems to come out in December, whether it's this or Dune or whatever. Yeah. Like he normally is sort of low profile, but when he comes out of hiding, he really does go for it. I mean, Kylie Jenner is sort of the brass ring if you're looking for publicity, but to me personally, I don't know. It dims his light a little bit. Cause I see him, you know, I understand he's like a rich white kid from New York, but he's still like High School of the Performing Arts, Juilliard level. Like he's very talented.
No,
and I
absolutely
don't like what people who are talented associate with the Kardashians. I know it's terrible, but
well, they find their way to them, every single one of them.
I'm nervous for him because I like him a lot and I don't want them to ruin his life. They're an infection sometimes, you know?
No. What I will say is that as much as they're annoying, the Kardashians do generate a lot of press. Like they 100%. Are the perfect people to latch onto when you're like, oh, the studio needs me to pull in this many numbers of like views on Instagram. I'm making all this up, but like,
right.
I need this. Like, okay, here you go. Me and Kylie are quote unquote dating.
Right.
In huge foam finger arm hand quotes, like dating for publicity.
And they'll break up in January. Yeah. After the movie's out. They'll
unless they're procreating with someone, they're quote unquote dating everyone.
Well, wouldn't that be great if she got pregnant with Timothée Chalamet's baby? Then they would just connect two royal families like that, the Chalamets and the Kardashians. Then they'd have a French name.
Rise and shine. Do you remember
that? No. That's what,
they were doing like a house tour with Kylie Jenner and she like was like, this is Stormy's bedroom. I'm going to go wake her up. And she like opens the door and the like lights are really dim and she goes, rise and shine. Like out of nowhere. And it was so insane. And me and my friend Karen will like sing it back to each other on like our Instagram.
I am not familiar with it. That's insane.
Rise and shine. It's insane. Anyway, moving on.
I wish Cher would cover that. Rise and shine.
It would be called Razzle Cher, because that's what I just heard.
Well, speaking of white people, the Taylor Swift, Kelsey Grammer romance finally has a name. And apparently Travis Kelce was seen signing a jersey that said Swelce on it. So here we go, Lord. Kids. As if it wasn't already annoying enough.
Oh God.
2024 brings Swelce to your homes.
Well, did you Swelce. See that? Did you see that people found a video of him in like a towel from a million years ago and everyone's like beating off to it?
Well, he's hot. Yeah. You know, he's definitely no, sure. hot.
It's just funny because it's like, oh, remember when this person showed us that they were hot and now that he's dating Taylor Swift, we now agree that he's hot. Like it's
right.
her influence. And again, she's not even doing anything. She's going to a football game and it is like her influence is unparalleled.
Yeah, she's just attending a football game.
Yeah.
And now...
like, she's just breathing next to this person, and now this person has become an international sex symbol.
Yeah. Well, what's even worse is that gay people are already arrogant enough. Now I have to hear them lecture me about how to play football, because they're all watching football now because of Taylor. And I'm like, you know what, queen? I'll go back to dating women again. I've had it. Stop. Please.
Don't make me get a third wife. That's what you're saying.
I can only fit so many spouses on my charm bracelet. Please.
Jesus Christ.
And in more white people news, I didn't even know if this is news, but we do love to talk about the royal family. I guess the royal family has something called a Christmas walkabout, where they like leave their palaces and I don't give oats and to poor people. I have no idea what it is, but
no, they just walk around and shake hands. It's like what you see them doing. Like, you know what this is.
Their job, essentially. Yeah. Their full-time job. Well, I guess for the first time in many years, Sarah Ferguson, decades after her divorce from shamed Prince Andrew, went on Christmas Day with them to their annual walkabout at St. Mary Magdalene Church. How appropriate.
Dominic, that's news to me.
Well, here's the other thing is that Prince Andrew was apparently on the walkabout as well. Apparently there are royal experts are saying that the reason that she was invited back with this Christmas tradition is because the King Charles, loves Beatrice and Eugenie, Andrew and Fergie's daughter. So I don't know what Andrew was doing there, but he definitely was. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now. They're, you know, they're saying a lot of experts are like, it's sort of shocking, actually, because
it's shocking.
She
to me.
Was, and I'm quoting an expert here in the Post, Fergie was out in the cold, if you like, really since the breakdown of her marriage in the mid-90s, and there she was yesterday.
And, Dominic, I'm rabid for like a, I think Jessica Shelton was the one that said this, but like a Crown spinoff that's like, about Fergie and Prince Andrew.
That would be great.
I'm rabid.
Do you watch The Crown? Have you been watching it?
I have. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm almost there. I'm like three episodes from the end.
I watched the first three seasons. And when I watched them late. But during that period, I rabidly watched them. Mm-hmm. And then just something happened where I stopped watching it regularly. So I'm still in the Olivia Colman moment. And I got to get back in. I mean, I loved it.
It's so good. It went from being a show about Elizabeth and at her different stages to being like about the royal family.
Right.
And it just kind of, that did kind of make me go, but like the final Diana episodes, in my opinion, were absolutely incredible.
I've heard they're the best episodes of television this year and that the finale is the best since 6 Feet Under. I'm quoting someone I trust with that. You
really?
Seem to disagree. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard other people say that it got really bad at the end.
Really?
So I run there.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Wow, now I got to go. We have to go because I have to go watch this now.
In the words of the Countess Louise Deliceps, money can't buy you class.
How dare you?
Just going by birth names. Christopher, this is our last episode of 2023. And I would like to say a few words if you would indulge me.
Okay, before you do that.
Yeah.
I need you to know that I've almost forgotten that we need to reveal the winner from last week.
Oh my God. Oh my God. How have we forgotten this? How have we forgotten this?
Oh, here he comes with the.
I have some music to play for the occasion. We need to know who won the episode where we were fixing Chrissy Teigen with Susie Banacharam. The votes are in, and Chris is going to announce. And listeners, This not only breaks the tie on this episode, but at this point in our lives, here we are at the end of the year, right? Chris and I are tied when it comes to episode wins during this, the first season of Fixing Famous People. So this vote, we didn't tell you guys this because we didn't want to sway anybody. This vote will determine which of the two of us leaves season one of Fixing Famous People as the fixing champion. So I don't even know if I can play this sound effect because I'm shaking right now. So Chris, tell us. Who won the episode and the year?
And the winner is, by a landslide, Dominic Pupa.
Yeah!
For like... for multiple days, I had zero votes and you had like 20-something votes. By the best earned win you've ever had is you are officially the winner.
I know. I didn't know it was going to go. Chris and I did not know it was going to go to a fan vote. But once I knew it was going to a fan vote, I thought to myself, I'm really glad I snuck that Love is Blind shit in there. Yeah. Because that was a cherry that needed to be eaten right off that Sunday. Right.
Absolutely.
No, you listeners
and America agreed with you. The world agreed with you.
But your pitch was really good on a less clownish week that your ideas would have been applied directly to.
No, but it was poetry. What you did, poetry.
I thank you, which is a lovely segue. Since this is our last episode of 2023, we want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast. I have had the pleasure in the month of December of touring the country with my holiday show. And at every single show, there are people there who just listen to the podcast, and that's why they've left their homes to meet Chris or I in person. And it has been so wonderful. The people who listen to this podcast are as fun and ridiculous as we are and as we want the audience for this podcast to be. And this has been a blast. I'm going to be sincere for a moment. I've personally had sort of like a challenging year. I lead a pretty charmed life in general. Mm-hmm. Because of a couple of things. I've had a really challenging year. And this podcast and being a part of it and meeting all the people who listen to it has been like truly like it has saved my year. And Chris DeRosa, it's like, I think tomorrow is a year to the day that you asked me to do this podcast.
And oh, was it really?
In our Instagram chat, I should pull it up. I think I was in Walmart trying to buy discounted Christmas ornaments, as I am wont to do the day after Christmas every year.
Yes.
And you just started texting me, I have an idea for a podcast. And I was like, yeah, let's just do it. And I love you. And that's it. I'm publicly declaring my love for Chris DeRosa.
I love you so much.
And you're such a great friend. And I love this podcast. And I love everyone who listens to it. And it is truly, when people come up and say, listening to this podcast is the highlight of my week. It is also the highlight of Chris and I's week to sit here and just try to out idiot each other. It really is a highlight of my fucking life.
I wish there could be cameras like videoing me while I like have an idea of like something I'm going to spring on you at the, and I'm like literally like rubbing my hands together like a mad scientist, like an idiot. Like it's so dumb and funny. And I think that something else I want to say is I want to say thank you to all of our guests that we have had on.
Yes, yes.
Because so many people have been like, I'd love to come on your show, or like even just agreed to come on the show and have been so fucking funny and like come up with things that we've like pulled through a million episodes and have just been.
And let us reschedule or change celebrities and like all that other shit that comes along with producing anything.
And it's,
so.
And when you, I mean, we know what it's like to like make things that people, you know, content that people consume. And when you have someone that comes on the show and is like, I love listening to you guys. Like there's no greater compliment than that. Like, you know what I mean? When you film with someone on a TV show and they're like, this is my favorite show. Like it's always feels so good. And you're like, oh, this is good. Cause it like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but
It's been surreal. It's been the whole thing's been sort of surreal because so many people listen to the podcast, and it's not a humble brag. It's just sort of like people are showing up in public at our events with our photos on t-shirts and they know things about, they're bringing me neck cream at comedy shows so I can avoid a neck lift. They know things about us. And like, we've had a lot of support from a lot of people, people in our industry and just fans and our families as well. And people who just share our podcast. There are people who have come up to us and said, my therapist told me about your podcast. I immediately say thank you. And also fire your therapist. Hassan, your Chris's partner's cameos, which do not get enough attention here when he is running shirtless behind Chris. He is a huge support of this podcast and all of our friends, especially the friends we have in common, like Rebecca Bregman and Tom Chacho, who are just constantly like voting for us, even when there are no elections. Yeah. They're just, we've had a lot of support and we thank you. And we're really looking forward to starting some shit in 2024.
It doesn't go unnoticed. I'll say that too. No. You know what I mean? Like, we do see it. I'm truly, truly and literally humbled by how many people like the show. And so we can't wait to do more of it.
These sentiments from us, we promise, are legit.
I think that concludes our red carpet coverage, and it's time to get to the first annual Fixie Awards.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to the first annual Fixie Awards. Talking like a man hurts my throat. I have to be honest, I can't do it. It's the Fixies.
Here we are.
Pew, pew, pew.
I mean, you know her, you love her. You're forced to know her now that she's been on this podcast 75,000 times. Rebecca Bregman, our official award show correspondent, is here.
I am so honored to be here, and that's honored with an O, you are. So I'm very honored.
When you were named the award show correspondent of this podcast, we did not know at that time that we would one day host our own award show. And here we are.
Here we are.
The first annual Fixies.
And I would say it's, especially this season, it's just a blessing, isn't it? It's just an absolute blessing that we're here together and that you've done so many episodes that we can have an award show of our own.
And Rebecca, since you've so pointedly said the word blessings several times, before we begin our program today, could you please, for the listening audience, as someone who can speak and read Hebrew, would you please translate Kanye's?
Sure, I will.
Was it a prayer or a threat that he posted on Instagram? Or was it a recipe for latkes? I have no idea. Please tell us.
I am going to tell you. And what I believe it was a veiled threat. And also, you're right, it was a latke recipe with a little creme fraiche and applesauce on the side. He is, what a beautiful man. I believe he might have, this is the only thing possibly on his Instagram right now. And it's just, I just love him so much. So he wrote it in Hebrew. I'll try to do it. I'll see if I can do it with like a Streisand-esque or like a Joan Rivers-esque.
Look, as long as you're the person doing the anti-Semitic humor, we're good. We're good.
I sincerely apologize to the Jewish community for any unintended outburst caused by my words corrections. It was not my intention to hurt Azmin, and I deeply regret any pain I may have caused. I am committed to starting with myself and learning from this experience to ensure greater sensitivity and understanding in the future. Your forgiveness is important to me, wow, and I'm committed to making amends and promoting unity. And after period, and then after that, you play Jingle Bells by Barbara Streisand, is okay, what he wrote. He wrote an asterisk. And jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bells.
Does Lainey Kazan know that her voice twin exists in the city of New York? Does
Tova
she?
What is it? Tova
Felcher. Tova Felcher. Yes.
I am. Well,
Rebecca, that was gorgeous. And thank you. We're considering that a blessing for the awards that you've translated
Not only did that not at all sound like a PR person that wrote that and not at all him, but it's funny because did this come on the heels of him being nominated for Most Unfixable Person?
I think that is why I sent it to you, because I think he saw the nominations, and what frightened him more than the Jewish community coming after him was the Fixies coming after him.
Everyone's been quaking in their boots. Everyone.
Quaking, and he's had a lot to think about. And when he saw that, he knew the gays and the girls were about to come after him.
Well, let's make sure they don't come after us, because this is going to be a properly produced award show, which means the only chit-chat's going to be a Hebrew prayer. And since we've done that, let's go. We're going to start this evening. Chris, please cut me off at any time. We're going to start the evening unusually with somewhat of a lifetime achievement award, because when the Fixie board sat down to gather their nominations for Best Scandal, everyone knew that Scandoval, nay, of Vanderpump Rules, that would walk away with the award so easily. It was sort of like Michael Jackson's Thriller at the Grammys the year that he did all that. So what we have done is this.
We've created an award. Now, is this the first show? So have we created every single one of these awards? Yes. But even within that, we had to create an even bigger award, an unprecedented award, if you will.
As unprecedented as something could be the first time it's being done. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. And that is the This Is Bigger Than All of Us award. And the first annual This Is Bigger Than All of Us award is going to go to the Scandoval.
Yay! Woo!
And, I mean, it is fitting because Bravo has seen a lot of drama. We've seen faked cancer.
Yes.
We've seen prosthetic legs being thrown across tables.
Yes. Correct.
We've
Correct.
Seen people talking about other people's vaginas being a hot box.
Oh,
we've talked about, God, we've seen
poop on the floor many times.
That I can handle. Sure.
I've seen poop on the floor in person.
I'm looking at it right now.
We've seen, we've been there, we've done that as far as Bravo goes. And so the fact that a mere cheating scandal, something that happens every season on Vanderpump Rules, was volcanoed into something so big that the New York Times is writing about it.
Yeah.
It deserves an award on this award show.
And not to mention, it's only right that a behemoth like that step away so the other artists in the category can get their due. It's sort of like when Bill Cosby decided he would withdraw from Best Comedic Actor at the Emmys because everyone knew he would automatically win it, and he felt like he was overshadowing it. Mm. Paving the way for Robert Guillaume of Benson fame to win his only Emmy for playing the, and I love this word, titular character of that sitcom.
Beautiful.
So basically, this award is heretofore not going to be known as Best Scandal, but it will be known as Best Scandoval, folks.
Wow, 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 wow.
It's kind of like what Meryl Streep, like, like basically keeps saying she's going to do every time she's nominated for an Oscar. She's like, stop nominating me, stop nominating me. And then just takes her other Oscar with her and keeps walking away. Yeah. Like she's like, don't do this anymore. I would like to thank this person.
Just so we're clear, Scandoval itself has won the first annual This Is Bigger Than All of Us award. And we will award this award when it just becomes blatantly obvious that we have a Michael Jackson or a Bill Cosby on our hand. And this year, Scandoval is Michael Jackson.
And two, you know, hopefully, you know, whoever wins this award will walk in the shoes of Michael Jackson and Bill Cosby, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
They're already walking the shoes, wearing the pants, drinking the Jesus juice.
Drinking the Jesus juice. I will also say, just, you know, tooting your horns, tooting my horns, it's important that it was a reality TV show that became...
Yes. Yeah,
because what we do, what our work is important, and everyone needs to know what we do is important.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Rebecca.
Thank you.
I can hear all two people who agree with you nodding at different parts of our nation.
They're also on this mic right now.
All right. Who would like to read the nominees for the 2023 Best Scandoval?
I'll do it.
Okay. Do it, Chris.
Okay, so this is a dream come true of mine because I've like forever dreamed of being like, I wish I could just present at an award show where I use this like very pretentious auditioning for voiceover work to every single person in the industry at the Oscars. You know what I mean?
A man's voice is what you're saying. Okay. Let's hear your man's voice because I needed a halls after introducing this episode.
And I will, and I will say that this award, Best Scandoval, is being presented and sponsored by Erin Bagwell.
Okay. She's the corporate sponsor of Best Scandoval.
And the nominees for Best Scandoval presented by Erin Bagwell are The Goop Trial.
Oh. Ooh.
Mindy Kaling and Ozempic.
Oh, we're going back. Okay.
Ariana Grande dating SpongeBob. The Lizzo Trial, featuring Shirlene Quigley.
Justice.
Jada Pinkett Smith's memoir.
Titled Worthy.
Britney Spears' memoir.
Titled Hey Y'all.
Britney Spears' Instagram.
Also titled Hey Y'all. Please hold. Please hold. Are you ready to announce the winner, Chris?
And the winner is... The Goop Trial.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Dominic, you are such an idiot. I know that I could take these audio files and like put them into the show so they sound better. I am absolutely not doing so because the budget, like shoestring held together with scotch tape nature of the show must permeate.
I wish that they could see me holding my phone up to the microphone. This makes like the backyard plays that the Brady Bunch did look like Moulin Rouge, this podcast.
The Goop Trial, also known as I Lost a Half a Day of Skiing.
Yes.
Yeah. Just,
I mean, let's think about it for a second. We were enthralled.
Still are.
Yeah.
Still are.
I'm waiting for follow-ups. I'm waiting for her to do like a podcast about it. Like,
There's a musical. There's a London-based off West End. Is that what you say? Off Broadway, whatever. It's a musical about, and they ran for a few days in December, and because of the overwhelming response, they're coming back in February for it might be an open-ended run. I'm not sure, but it's going to come here for sure.
I said it's the next Titanic. It really is. Yeah. If they did it here, we would go three times.
100%.
Every single one of us.
And you know, like every New York comedian would be, you know, in a wig portraying Goop.
Gwyneth.
And Gwyneth. How do we say
Gwyneth,
her name?
I'm so sorry.
Gwyneth. And Gwyneth. It is a man playing her.
Oh, has to be, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is absolutely a gay man. Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll move on to the next award, but the snubs list in this category,
I know.
Britney Spears, a double nominee and a double loser. Jada Pinklet Smith, I mean, she's never amused about anything, so I can't imagine she's going to be happy about losing out to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a look at this is a roller coaster we're looking at. The Goop Child, Mindy Kaling and Ozempic. Like, that was big, too. You know what I mean? When you really Ariana Grande dating SpongeBob was huge. Lizzo. I mean, it's we've been through a lot this year.
Yeah,
we have.
It's been a ride.
Let's move on to the next category, which for this show is the first listener voted category. Mm. Votes by Patreon came in for most fixed celebrity. Who will read the nominees here?
Would you like me to read them?
I'd love so, Rebecca. In Hebrew or English, it's really up to you, but they are names, so I'd assume they'd sound the same.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it in English.
Okay.
Okay. I'll try to do an announcer voice. I don't know.
You're not gonna do your Lainey Kazan voice again?
If you want me to, I can.
Honestly, I want you to speak like that exclusively
I could do it. I could do it. The most fixed celebrity voted by you, the listeners. Are you ready? Okay, the first one, Gwyneth Paltrow, half Jew.
Okay.
Half a Jew, I believe. Demi Lovato, a.k.a. Aliens Are Real, from her lips to you know who. Britney Hayel Spears, don't know. Lindsay Lohan.
Heard of her.
Sweet girl. And I do have a soft spot in my heart for the next one. I'm sorry. Lana Del Rey. She's gorgeous.
Lana Del Rey.
And
all right. Are you ready? You ready to read the winner, Rebecca?
I am. And the winner of the most fixed celebrity voted by you, the Fixies,
You took so long to read the winner.
Sorry. It's Miss Lindsay Lohan. Miss Lindsay Lohan, honestly, you guys fixed her. You both fixed her.
Yep.
You both fixed her. You
fixed her. She's back on Netflix. Chris impregnated her. She has a child. It is all what we have done for Lindsay Lohan is pretty remarkable.
It's pretty amazing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised that this is who is getting this award. But
I am too.
I kind of am. But then at the same time, it's like, it's never the advice we can give anyone because it like never is what gets the votes. But like she just like went away. Like she had her kid and she just went away. Unlike Paris Hilton, who like did you see her trotting that baby's head out again?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I immediately obviously screenshotted to then be able to do a side by side with my
own.
And
then she bought another baby and like, you know.
Like, it's like
I saw a clip online recently, which I hadn't seen before, I guess, of Kathy Hilton finding out that Paris has another baby.
Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable when I watched it. Both of them, their interaction as mother and daughter creeps me out.
Yep.
She's hiding her baby under a blanket and the mother's like, is this real? Is it real? And she's like, yes, this is my son. It was very, very bizarre. I don't know what I'm talking about, everyone. Just Google Paris tells Kathy she has baby. Yeah. And you will be horrified.
Just watching those clips, I like can't even put one toe into Paris in Love because if I do, I'll be in like a monsoon of like
depression.
Like it's so dark. Like just from the 2 minutes I watched of it, I'm like, this is the darkest thing on television.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, I will be putting a side by side of me and Paris's baby.
The baby.
Again
on Instagram but eventually. I will say that and the reason I think Lindsay won is because you're right. She just went away. She just normalized her life. And that is the advice. You give people advice. You're like, this is what you need to do. But in the end of the day, it's you got to sit down. You got to listen to Fixing Famous People. And you just got to normalize. And I think Lindsay sat down, listened to Fixing Famous People, took your advice and normalized. And I mean, we heed the call to every celebrity to listen and take their advice.
If you want to be serious, let's break it down. Let's figure out why these people didn't win.
Yeah.
No one voted for Gwyneth Paltrow because they're like, you know what? She's going to be fine forever. Yeah. No 100%. One cares.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato, everyone's like, she's too fucked up. There's no fixing her at all. Well, in fact,
she could be on Mars tomorrow. We don't know. You know, the aliens could come get her at any moment and just bring her away.
Britney Spears, no one wants to give her an award. They want to put her in a padded room. And Lana Del Rey, people just like, she doesn't care if she's fixed or not. So Lindsay Lohan was the obvious choice when you think of it in those terms.
Yeah. Lana Del Rey is like picking up a shift somewhere at like a local Wawa or Sheetz. Yeah. Like she can't.
She's busy writing her next album title, which could take approximately 4 to 5 days.
Yeah.
It's, 8 hour work days.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our next award. Another fan voted award, most unfixable celebrity. Chris, would you read the nominees in this category?
Yes. Now, before I do that, know that there is a bonus episode that will be coming your way called The Unfixables, where we talk about, I think, every single one of these people.
Yeah, I think they're all in there.
I'm pretty sure they're all in there. And so know that if you're not in the Long Island Iced Tea tier and you want to hear more about our opinions of these people, click on over. Sign up. Let's do it. Anyway, and the nominees for most unfixable celebrity voted by Patreon are Kanye West.
Boo.
Elon Musk.
Boo.
George Santos.
Oh, hey, girl, but also boo.
Russell Brand.
Boo.
Alec Baldwin.
Boo.
Diddy.
Ugh. Boo. With a wonky eye. Boo.
Oh, my God. And the winner of most unfixable celebrity is Kanye West.
Shocking.
Oh, no clapping. We don't know it's clapping.
We really shouldn't have even played music for that. Oh, well.
No.
Voted by the women of Hadassah, the Jewish women's organization, as the most unfixable celebrity.
Well, if you don't know, on paper, he's just a nice Jewish boy now.
Yeah. No, he's not fixable.
No. And it, like that not PR note, that note that is probably truly word for word someone else's apology that they just, instead of wrote gay people,
Like
they just
Mengele,
wrote Jewish people or like
the Jews in,
whatever.
In
like
World War II wrote that.
You know
apology.
What I want?
Yeah.
This is why I want to be famous. Besides all the selfish reasons, you know, blah, blah, blah. Funny. I've been addicted to many things in my life. I understand the pull of such delicacies is alcohol and some class A drug. I had propofol this year for 2 seconds. I'm a huge fan. Like, I understand, but the addiction to fame is something I want to experience because it is unlike any other drug. This man doesn't need to speak for the rest of his life. And there are so many people in his line of work that just don't need to speak, but he has many children that he should be full-time raising, many charities he can be running, but no, I need to stay talked about. And it's like, just be quiet. You're never going to be anything other than someone who's viewed as anti-Semitic. It's never going to happen, but he just keeps moving forward. He's a provocateur, one of the best. I mean, he is the Donald Trump of his field. Mm-hmm. And, I just want to taste it. I want to taste where I wake up one day and I'm like, oh, everyone hates me. Watch what I put on the internet now.
Yeah, like you ain't seen nothing yet.
Right. Like is it freeing? Is it a hostage situation? I don't know.
I mean, I need less to taste politically it. Charged. Remember that when people were like, oh, Kanye West has like absolutely gone insane and like has been locked away in a mental institution. Mm-hmm. He put out a song that went poopity scoop, scoop, scoopity poop. Like never forget that is literally a song by Kanye West where he said, I can do anything and people will love it. Scoop-a-dee poop.
I think Cher covered that. It's a bonus track on the Christmas CD.
Honestly, she should have.
Poopity scoop. That was pretty good, Chris.
I can do a pretty good Cher. I don't whip it out often to her biggest fan, but.
Yeah.
No, but it is. Wait, one more thing though. It is crazy because it is someone who it's like every single person on the planet was rooting for you. Like we were all, to quote Tyra Banks, your coworker, Dominic, we were all rooting for you.
My colleague.
Like, your colleague. we were all rooting for you. And he just can't. It's sad because he's also, yeah. he needs mental help for the rest of his life.
Of course.
He's in the camp of Britney Spears. He needs mental help for the rest of his life.
He does. And I'll tell you that Russell Brand, I believe, is accused of like full on rape. So like for you to win this award is more unfixable than Russell Brand, more unfixable than George Santos, who has shown an absolute refusal to even accept the suggestion that he needs fixing. Mm-hmm. Someone who dresses like he does believes he needs no fixing whatsoever.
Slam.
The lip gloss that can be seen from space.
And I think Diddy is going downtown.
Julie Brown is what he is.
Didn't happen to Russell Simmons is going to happen to Diddy, because there are so many people who are rightly pissed that Russell Simmons still walks the earth unscathed as some sort of yogi, and that's not going to happen again. It's not.
I was just going to say, I think Kanye deserves it. So good for the fixies.
Almost in Scandoval territory. Like how he loomed over that category. I mean, Elon Musk is in that category too. That's got to be the most hated person in the world. And you beat him. So
yes.
Attagirl, yay. All right, the next category is not only fan voted, but all the nominees are fans of this very podcast as well. It is for Best Photoshop.
Now, we've had a lot of submissions, and it's become such a fun part of the show of, like, friends sending in, like, here's my version of, like, what I'm seeing in this episode, and I'm just gonna do, like, a bad Photoshop to put these all together, and it's truly so much fun, and, like, this has become something that has, like, snowballed in the podcast that we truly, when I get one of them and send it to Dominic, like, the two of us crack up laughing. Because it's truly so much fun.
Now, we do, you know, we're not doing late entrants in these categories, but it is worth mentioning there's already a front runner for next year's Best Photoshop. Okay. Because on December 20th, I performed my last holiday show at the Virgil in Los Angeles. Mm. And a woman named Sada with her husband Greg were present at that show. And as the lights were raised at the end, I was privileged to see that Sada had made a t-shirt. She made a t-shirt with Chris's baby picture on it, wearing a Santa cap, a Santa hat, and the words Santa's Little Helper on it. I almost passed out when I saw it, and I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in person. So I will tell you.
I want it. I think I want to frame it. I might have maybe to message this person and say, will you send this to me?
They reached out to us on Instagram as well. At that same show, another fixie came and gave me a holiday bag with neck cream in it. So I'm going to use that live. I believe her name was Michelle. Michelle, I'm going to use it live in a video and put it on Instagram.
Yes.
I have also given my attorney your information when this burns my neck. So I hope that you've given me the right thing and you're not playing a prank.
To quote Gwyneth, we wish you well.
We do. No, Michelle was wonderful. And she came with someone, by the way, to that show who works at Entertainment Tonight.
Oh.
And I told her that she could be our newpeople.com if she starts sending us.
Yeah.
Leaks. Oh, and one shout out also to a person who I saw in my DC audience who just showed up with a t-shirt that with Dame Dench on it. And it just said Dench. And her photo, she came with her husband as well. I'm going to put that photo on the Instagram page as well. I'm forgetting her name at the moment, but said in the intro, we are meeting and associating with such brilliant people who listen to this podcast that make it even more fun than it is. I will read the nominees for this one. Best Photoshop. The nominees are Shanaz Petty for her work Dances with Knives. Julie McNulty for her piece of art Candace Kirk and Kirk. It's like a law firm. Yeah. Up next, Emily Elizabeth for her Lizzo and Barbara Walters interview. Up again, a second nomination for Shanaz Petty for Jamie Lynn and Clothing Iron.
Beautiful art.
And the final nominee, Jen Gunn, for the Chris and Dom Hallmark poster. All equally unhinged, but only one got the plurality of your votes.
And this is, again, another Patreon vote.
Yes, the winner of Best Photoshop is Shahnaz Petty for Dances with Knives.
Wow, wow, wow. Yay. Wow, wow, wow. The work. The work that your listeners put in is outstanding.
What's that? I'm sorry. Accepting for Shahnaz Petty is, I can't believe this, but it's Britney Spears. Hey, y'all. Hey, Shahnaz. How about we go out for an iced tea or something, and I'll bring my knives with me, and I'll show you what I think you're drawing, Shahnaz. Bye, y'all. Oh, my God. That what Britney Spears, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Holy shit.
Okay, well, Shahnaz is here, and so she's going to give her acceptance speech right now.
This is a major award. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Okay, so first, I would like to thank God for giving me the mental illness that it took to make this. No, first, I would like to thank Britney Spears and her knives that are real. That are not fake, that are real, and make those clang clang noises. I would like to thank Britney for just being an icon. And I would like to thank the Masters of Graphic Design degree that I do not have or need. And I would like to thank Chris and Dom for showcasing my art in this way and truly just giving me the entertainment, me and the world, the entertainment that we not only need but deserve in these tough times. So again, thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who voted. Thank you to the other nominees as well. I would like to say that it was an honor to be nominated, but it's an even greater honor to have won. So thank you so much to everyone and Fixing Famous People. I love you all.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is the question, is there a time limit on acceptance speeches? There is now. 15 seconds in and out, people. How dare.
No. Other question. If there was a physical award,
yeah,
what would it look like?
A clit.
It would be a clit, right?
It would be a vagina with a clit. With a big pointer finger. Like, you know what I mean? Like a big arrow going right to the clit.
Do you need me to cast my clitoris in plaster?
I mean, if you would do that,
well, then we could call them the Rebeccas. We could call them the Rebecca Awards.
The Beckys.
Wait, and Shahnaz did send this photo for accepting her award.
Oh, my God. Put that on the Instagram. That is amazing. Now take out my comments about the length of her acceptance speech. Now I feel terrible.
And I will say, all I have to say is that Shahnaz will, within minutes of the episode going up, be firing off like a Dances with Knives.
Yes.
A Britney Spears holding, instead of the snake holding her dad's leg. You know what I mean? Like the Britney, Jamie Lynn Spears with an iron being hit in her face. Like it's super
beautiful.
Nanny. I mean, so much. She had so many beautiful things. They couldn't all be nominated.
Yeah.
But thank you to all of the nominees.
I was going
to
say that the Candace Kirk and Kirk, that had me rolling.
That was another level.
In the aisles. Also, just like the revelation. If you haven't listened to that episode, do so immediate, Montoot Sweet, because the revelation that, like, what the Candace Kirk and Kirk means is gonna, you're gonna just be dead, dying.
Yeah, knock you right off your feet.
People don't even believe it when I try to explain to them. And what people have come up to me numerous times, they're like, so wait, Chris thought that Kirk Douglas was Candace Cameron's father? I said for like 8 seconds he did.
Yeah. No, I was just simply confused. And again, I said I didn't know that was what it was. I was just confused. But and yeah,
it's just,
it turned,
you know,
it turned into an absolute whirlwind.
Right. Just this sort of thing as a producer, you're like, thank God we were rolling. It was just like the table flip on Housewives of New Jersey. It was that same moment. Wait, you could have cut it out. I mean, you're one of the two people with scissors around here, but you know, you knew that we were keeping it as authentic as possible.
No, absolutely. It's that thing where it's like, you can't make that up. Like that was comedy that you couldn't make up.
And I also can't wait for the day you work with Michael Douglas, Chris, and you ask about his half-sister, Candace. And I think that will come.
And how he got tongue cancer.
Yes.
That's the only, in detail.
Well, I don't need to ask about that. He talks about it every fucking day.
He really does.
That's someone whose clitoris should be the Fixie Awards. That's get CZJ 100%. Up in here.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's move on to our next award, near and dear to our hearts, because it's such an integral part of the Fixing Famous People experience is when we reveal the middle names of the people we're fixing. This award being presented in conjunction with our most middle named expert this season, Caitlin Hillary Amanda Melanie Rosen. It is the award for best middle name, best celebrity middle name. Rebecca, if you would please read the nominees.
I shall. Let me get my voice.
Oh, here she comes.
Okay. Best middle name presented by Caitlin Hillary Amanda Melanie Rosen.
Am I listening to Barbara Streisand's audiobook?
Do you have 48 hours? I'm here all night. Okay. Jada Corinne Pinklet Smith.
Candace. No applause.
Helene Cameron Bure Douglas. Melissa Vivienne Jefferson, also known as Lizzo. Christine Steak Diane Vegan. And Demetria Devon Lovato,
also known as Demi Lovato.
And the winner of Best Middle Name. Oh my good God. Oh my God in heaven. We have a tie. We have a tie. We have a tie.
Christine. I don't have a noise for that. Holy shit.
Oh my God. It's a tie.
You don't have a music cue for a tie?
Toy. It's Christine Steak Diane Tegan. And are you ready?
Yeah.
Demetria Devon Lovato.
I mean, It's really funny because, again, much like the Photoshop art, like the middle name thing has become like a integral part of the show.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do. It literally just happened because you would read their full name on Wikipedia when we would start talking about them.
Right. But and what I do think is funny is that sometimes experts show up and say that they already know the name. Yeah. I would lie about it and pretend to be.
No, I think it's good that they don't. It ruins the humor.
It does. Because Chris never knows, which is always good. Yeah. Chris is committed to his role here. And good. I think it's great. Yeah. I like watching him try to figure
And I'm like deep in thought and I'm never going to guess it. But
the way he tries to Columbo it, like he with the clues that he pulls out of his ass and he's just like, well, it's got to be something. And sometimes he's very close, actually, based on his sleuthing.
Right.
All right. We're going to move on to the next award. And that's for best acclimation. If you've listened to this podcast even once for 5 minutes, even if it was just these past 5 minutes, you know that we have an unhealthy, humorous way of weaving the word clit into any noun or verb or adjective that we say. We just think it's a funny word. We're not misogynist or anti-woman or anti-anything. We just, you know, clit. So there
we actually
are...
think they should be talked about more.
We do. We do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so this award is for best acclimation, meaning what is the best word that we've ascribed clit to. This award, am I reading this right, Chris, that this award is being presented in conjunction with Fixie Stephanie Quillian Damon? Is that
right? Yes, our Fixie that did not have a middle name. And remember, she said, I go forth as Quillian is my middle name.
That's right. Because Quillian
and she is the one that coined the term acclimation.
Oh,
really? Which is funny, which is why that's not a nominee in this category. Correct. Because the person can't. All right. Yep. Chris, will you read the nominees for this category?
And the nominees for best acclimation presented by Fixie Stephanie Quillian Damon are clitorally, Clidia. Clegitimately.
Oh God, I love clegitimately.
Clituation.
I love that one too.
Pinklet.
Pinklet as in Jada Pinklet Smith.
And the winner is Pinklet.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I mean, Dominic.
Wow.
When you said Jada Pinklet Smith, and I said, "Excuse me, what?" And you did not tell me beforehand that you were going to call her that, but you clearly already had figured it out. And then you said, "I'm sorry. Am I saying something?
Am I saying it wrong?"
I don't think that Jada Pinkett Smith saw that she was going to be in this clituation. She didn't know she was going to be in this clituation.
That's right. She literally and legitimately didn't think she'd be in this clituation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean this from the depths of my soul. I want Jada Pinkett Smith to sue us. That's all I want. That's the goal of even talking about her in the first place. I know she's litigious. Please shine that light on us.
Yes, please.
Is that assistant that said that like Will was getting wrecked, murdered from behind, quote unquote, where's he? We need to find him.
He's probably in a suite with Shelley Miscavige now. Probably they're at the same camp.
I really want to know. Really want to know where he is.
Yeah.
Speaking of inside jokes that only people who listen to this podcast would understand, the next award is clitorally, Best Fixie Inside Joke. And this was voted on by the fans as well. I will read the nominees in the category of Best Fixie Inside Joke. The nominees are the old standby, clitorally. Up next, hey, y'all. She's supposed to be Britney Spears. The third nominee is kill him, which are the words that Jada Pinkett
It's too many. It's just too many.
This award show is not as elegant as I pictured the first award show I produced being. The nominees are clitorally, hey, y'all. Kill him, which is what Jada Pinkett Smith said to Will Smith at the Academy Awards before he tried to kill Chris Rock. Long Island Iced Tea. And of course, Jared Leto's Starbucks middle name, Joie.
What a nugget from on high.
The winner of Best Fixie Inside Joke, the fan voted category is. Clitorally!
Has to be. Wow.
Oh my God.
Clitorally the word that makes the podcast.
It is the word. It's the word of the candle for God's sake.
It's synonymous.
Already a candle.
Mm-hmm. It's synonymous.
It's synonymous with the podcast.
And it's funny because it started as someone that Dominic knows said that on the podcast I say the word literally too much.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then Dominic said, so instead of saying literally, I'm now going to say clitorally,
right.
Which not only has stopped me from saying the word literally more, but even in normal conversation, I'll go to say the word literally and then go to stop myself to say the word clitorally and then be like, oh no, I'm like at a Walgreens. Like I can't be saying the word clitorally to like the woman that's checking me out. Like I can't, like it's not.
Having strangers, actual strangers come up to you and use the word to your face is
jarring.
So glamorously jarring though. Yeah. I can't tell you. Like, you know that word because you listen to our podcast and because we are pieces of trash. Yeah. And that makes me very happy that our contribution to society right now is just the overuse of the word clitorally.
Yes.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay. If that's the legacy, we've done our job here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to the next category. If you would, Rebecca, please read the nominees for Celebrity We're Certain We'll Be Fixing Soon.
Okay. I just got a people.com news alert. Hold on. Let's just see what it is. Make sure that everything's fine. Oh, it's fine. I don't even know what this is. Patrick Schwarzenegger is engaged to model Abby Champion. Entertainment Tonight. Come on.
What about this exclusive that I just got from the Daily Mail, which says Kevin Costner seen traveling with two surfboards as he leaves Santa Barbara in private jet with pals. So what's the headline? He's helping destroy the environment? Yeah. What we all are.
Yeah. Good luck.
Or like he's taken up surfing. Like what's that's news? Yeah.
Kevin Costner seen wearing Jules' teeth on a necklace. That's the headline. Yeah, don't interrupt this podcast with something Daily Mail.
Breaking news. Dare you. Patrick Jules Schwarzenegger teeth. Marries Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, come on, give me something to work.
I want to know that Kevin Costner Yellowstoned Jewel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, celebrity, we're certain we'll be fixing soon. Take it away, Rebecca.
Celebrity, we're certain we'll be fixing soon. Brangelina.
Heard of them.
Johnny Depp.
Heard of them.
Denise Richards.
Oh.
Jay Diaz. And finally, all of Nick Cannon's children.
Wow.
Wow.
What
wow.
a category.
That right there, that one entry is two categories worth of people. A plus.
It sure is.
I mean, I can tell you, as one of the people who voted in this category, listeners, we can tell you this was very, very close. But alas, unless it's a tie again, there can be only one.
One winner. And the winner of Celebrities Was Certain Will Be Fixing Soon, Brangelina. Brangelina, what a throwback. What a throwback. Brangelina. Wow, 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 wow.
Well, I can't tell you this.
I mean, I have thoughts on both of them.
Yeah.
Like, to go back through their careers, both of them together, separately, never forget when she made out with her brother. Like, never forget, period.
Yeah.
That she made out with her brother in public on a red carpet.
I feel like Brad Pitt is the next big person who's going to topple. Like, he's an Academy Award winning actor. He's the face that launched 1,000 clits, obviously.
Yeah.
He is.
How dare you?
He's also, though, like a very, I don't know that enough people understand, like, we're in show business, quote unquote. Yeah. He is a very prolific producer. I mean, like, there's rarely a year that goes by in the past 20 that he hasn't produced many of the top 10 either critical or box office successes of the year, and just little dribs and drabs shit comes out, and I feel like it's a damn ready to burst when your own kid goes on Instagram and is like, happy Father's Day, you piece of shit. That means there's probably more to the story than we're getting. It doesn't help that Brangelina, to me, is, look, God forgive me, she's another padded cell candidate as far as I'm concerned. She's been for Cocoa Puffs since the jump. Yeah. I think that her role in Girl Interrupted was autobiographical. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just
oh my God, Dominic.
And I don't want to start rumors, but I heard through the grapevine that Shiloh and Jen Aniston are going to be on that podcast with you voting on how to fix.
Well, you know, those are, there's no such thing as an impossible booking. None whatsoever.
So everyone look out for that in 2024.
So we have only two awards left, plus one, shall we call it, yet another Lifetime Achievement Award. Much like the Academy Awards, they give away the Gene Herschel Humanitarian Award and also some Governor's Awards. We've already given away the Governor's Award, with Scandoval being the This Is Bigger Than Us Award. Mm-hmm. This category is more of our Gene Herschel Humanitarian Award.
A very big part of the Patreon is the glossary of terms. We have a lot of jokes on this podcast. We have a lot of, you know, funny things that we say and callbacks and all this stuff. But if you're starting and you're just starting listening, you know, on episode 40, you're like, what are they talking about? So we've created the glossary of terms. And there was one episode where we had so many entries to add in the glossary that it needed an award, because Dominic and I, for the entire episode, were absolutely sent into the stratosphere from minute one.
Basically. We'd met a star that day in one Katie Rosen, who came on to the Candace Cameron Bure episode to not only assist in fixing her, but she basically educated Chris and I on who Candace Cameron Bure was. And I'm deliberately saying her whole name because I'm about to blow your mind the way that she blew ours when she very casually referred to Candace Cameron Bure as CCB. Chris and I both needed salts to be revived that day. We had both fallen off of our chairs. Caitlin was here on this podcast alone. If you listen back for 10 full seconds, there was silence because we were like, we have just witnessed history. Just calling someone as despicable as Candace Cameron Bure and giving her a cool nickname, it's just right up our alley. Just right up
and
there.
And as we awake from our slumber, what does she do next? Hit us with, well, you know, in her Aurora Tea Garden series on Hallmark,
and
which
truly
was like a Mack truck just running right through our living rooms. Like, and it was.
And as you know, my burlesque name is Areola Tea Garden. I take that inspiration from CCB, I thank her every day. So, yeah.
And so, with that, Chris and I are utterly, utterly overjoyed to present the first Judi Dench Glossary of Terms Outstanding Achievement Award to Katie Rosen for the episode Candace Cameron Bure.
Thank you.
And I can't wait until some algorithm realizes that there's probably rights attached to the song and the entire episode is just audio dropped down for everyone listening to it.
Yeah. And here is Katie to accept her award.
Oh, and it's a real speech.
It is my deepest honor to accept the Judi Dench Glossary of Terms Outstanding Achievement Award this year. I'm so thrilled to have entered terms like CCB into the glossary among such legendary entries like Clitterally and Hey Y'all. I have to thank Fixing Famous People and Chris and Dominic. This is one of the greatest achievements of my year, if not my life. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful speech. Again, your listeners are the best.
Much deserved.
Much deserved.
Well, we're in the home stretch, folks. And this next award, which Chris will read the nominees for, let me tell you, a lot of dumb things happened in 2023. If not, this podcast wouldn't even exist. So
win.
Boiling them down to five nominees for dumbest moment of the year, my God. Chris, take it away.
And the nominees for dumbest moment of the year. George Santos becoming a Congress cunt. Jared Joie Leto dressing as Karl Lagerfeld's cat. Susan Sarandon talking about current events. Jada Pinklet Smith saying she couldn't see the holy slap from her seat in the front row of the Oscars. Kim Cattrall's And Just Like That cameo.
Oh.
How dare she? How dare she?
How dare they all?
How dare they all?
And the winner is Jada Pinkett Smith saying she couldn't see the holy slap from her seat in the front row at the Oscars.
Oh my God, if only she were here so someone could run up and slap her.
Oh my God. And then we all go, I didn't see a thing.
Because we're in the front row, bitch.
I was thinking, if she wins this, like, what will I say about this? And it is so crazy that after everything that, after all of the press, after all of the backlash, after every single thing that every single person has said about her memoir and how utterly ridiculous everyone thought it was, the fact that she has the absolute unmitigated gall to tell us that it was called the Holy Slap, it is unfathomable.
She's gonna make merch.
She
has audacity.
The audacity.
Wow. I mean, is she more hated at this point than William Smith?
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
I think Will Smith is now viewed as a hostage at this point.
I agree. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think
we're
that they
GoFundMe
are...
me. We're doing a GoFundMe to get him.
Someone's dropping from a helicopter to like break through a glass window. You know what I mean? A glass ceiling and throw a rope down. Like,
no,
they're
he's
like
on that ship with Shelley right now too, right?
Like, yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a...
Wow. Well, you know, we have to have a villain in the Fixie universe, and that villain is Jada Pinkett Smith.
I know, and she plays a good villain. As I've said many times, I think on this podcast, that my favorite actual role of hers was as Fish on Gotham. Yeah. I thought she was fantastic and underused. Yeah. And, you know, I will never not give someone their flowers who's earned them. Yeah. She's very talented. It's just she should just work more and also, I don't know, shut up about her real life more. Because it affects the work.
A lot of people said that she was underused in The Matrix Reloaded as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I would agree with that. I think that everyone was both under and overused in that movie, though.
At the same time.
That was me smoothly saying, oh, wait, she wasn't in The Good One. Never mind. I didn't mean what I just said. I hope.
All right. Well, this is the biggest award of the night.
Yeah, it certainly is. Before we go, because, you know, once you hand out the final award, things get a little crazy.
Credits roll.
Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty are going to hiding because they opened the wrong envelope. Kanye has taken over Taylor's microphone. So before all the hubbub starts, Rebecca.
The hullabaloo.
Thank you so much for being our award show correspondent and co-host.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait. I can't wait for, you know, other award seasons coming up soon.
I mean, you'll be back many times in the next few months to talk about all this stuff. Now, if you could please step into the E360 glam cam, which for us is just our opposing iPhones pointed at our laptops and pose awkwardly, just like you're supposed to over at E.
How am I going to lose 30 pounds before January?
Oh, we'll take care of that.
We have, I know one way. It starts with an O.
Does it start with an O?
It ends with an Ozempic.
Well, here we are. The category is best episode. It is a fan voted Patreon vote. There are 10 nominees because, as Chris said when he emailed part of the category to me, this is our best picture. Just in case you're wondering,
yes, correct.
Shall I read them?
Yes.
I think we should all go around and each of us read
a round robin. What award show does this, people? You're not seeing this at the Golden Globes. You're just seeing Jennifer Tilly struggle to read all alone one card of nominees. But here, we're doing a round robin. Allow me to begin because I just love to say her name. Yeah. Do you mind?
Please.
The first nominee for best episode, Candace Cameron Bure, also known as CCB, with Katie Rosen.
Britney Spears with Chelsea Devantes.
Hey, y'all.
The Duggars with Kate Casey and Kristen Mines.
Love all these episodes. Leah Michelle with Ben Rimmelauer.
Demi Lovato with Tiana Lee.
Lana Del Rey with Liana Inzerello.
Tongue twister. Perez Hilton with scam goddess Lacey Mosley.
Lizzo with Alrinthia Carter.
Mm. Hilaria Baldwin with Deanna Ching.
She would cut her throat if she heard her name being pronounced like that.
It is Hilaria.
Ilaria. And finally, William and Jada Pinkett Smith with Rob W. Schneider. Wow.
Wow.
Talk about wowie wow. Some powerhouses here. Chris, are you prepared once I pull up this soon to be negated music cue? Are you ready to read the winner?
Yes, I'm ready to read the winner. And the winner is for best episode, Hilaria Baldwin with Deanna Chang.
No way!
Wow. What?
Here to accept her award is Deanna Chang.
Oh my God, no.
Wow. Just learned that my Fixing Famous episode featuring Hilaria Baldwin was voted best episode of the year. I am breathless. I'm shaking. This honor is truly overwhelming, and I want to start out with a few thank yous. Dominic and Chris, of course, thank you for having me. Thank you to the listeners for this huge honor. And of course, to the lady that desperately needed fixing, Mrs. Hillary Hayward Thomas, thank you. Hillary, you landed Alec with your grift, but you couldn't leave well enough alone. You were constantly with the fake accent, constantly with the English-Spanish Instagram posts. And maybe we would have let it slide had you not gone on national television to make your authentic gazpacho. You pointed to a cucumber and you said to the host, how you say in English, cucumber. That was a bridge too far. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless Fixing Famous People. You can find me at Deanna M. Chang. My Substack is How to Be Less Old, where Emily Foster and I learn about what's happening with the youths and we report back to you. I am a top-of-the-line actress, and I am in the market for an agent in 2024, so I'm going to take this opportunity to just put it out there. You know, if you'd like to work together, please reach out. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
To quote Deanna herself,
she's not
electric. Electric.
Yeah.
Electric. I will say, I would, for the agents listening, you know, scoop her up, obviously. But Deanna as Hilaria? What? Why not? Why can't Deanna
why not?
Play Hilaria?
Why Hilaria not?
Why not? Story? Why not? Why not? She's a white woman. Why not?
Yeah. You know what? You are correct. That is true.
Yeah.
Smell screenplay.
I smell
I'm
everything.
Just glad white women finally got thanked in public because it just doesn't happen enough
ever at all.
It's hard.
Oh, Lord.
It's a hard road to hoe, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, what a show. Thank you so much.
What a show.
Thank you so much. What a show. What a year.
What a year. I'd like to announce Rob Lowe dancing with Snow White, everybody.
Yes! That's a callback that we could get behind, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you both. I mean, thank you to everyone. This has truly and literally been a year to remember.
Wow.
We are so over the moon with how many people like this podcast, and we have some big things coming in 2024.
Oh,
don't you worry.
I'm so excited.
May Cher bless each and every one of you and come back for our first episode of 2024, where Chris and I talk about our pop culture predictions for the upcoming year. We can't wait.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I'm excited too.
Rebecca, where can people find you?
People can find me producing television shows. So as always, continue watching TV. I have a podcast with my stepdad and it's illegal. So you can search for my name and try to find it.
Dominic, where can people find you?
You can find me on my website, dominterry.com, or on the socials, which is at Dominic Pupa. And Christopher Michael DeRosa, for the final time this year, where can people who listen to this podular cast find you?
You can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. You can definitely sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople. Did you like all of these awards? Like, next year, you could be voting.
You could vote.
Now, I think at the very next podcast, this ending part with all these you cans, you should sing it as Olita Adams. Like that song, it's like, you can just do that.
Yeah.
As always, I wish you both well. And where's Shelly?
Where's
Goodbye.
Shelly?
Where's Shelly?
Where is she?
Fuck.
Where's that man that Jada Pinkett Smith has probably murdered?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.